Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I'm so glad you can join us this evening. And we have a wonderful medium that we'll be getting to know, a new addition to the certified mediums from the Forever Family Foundation, Ginger Quinlan. We'll be getting acquainted with her, asking her about her philosophy and her connection to spirit and how you can feel closer to spirit as well too. But before we do that, I just want to remind you of some great things that are going on, many things that are going on with the Forever Family Foundation. There's so much, really, I don't have the time to go through all of it like I normally do. So if you do have internet access, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Membership is free with the foundation. So with the membership, you do get a newsletter, a hard copy newsletter sent to you in the mail. There's very few organizations, especially a not-for-profit, that can send hard copy newsletters. A lot of them are via email, nothing wrong with that, but a lot of them are via email. But this is a hard copy newsletter that is starting to feel a little bit like a book when you open it. There's so much information now that comes from the Forever Family Foundation. Inspirational words from people who have been touched by spirit, scientific articles, words from our president and director of the foundation, Ask the Medium section in the newsletter. So again, membership is free. If you would like to join the Forever Family Foundation, please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. But just a couple things that are coming up. I think the biggest event that's coming up, if I could just scroll down here and look at the scientific journey toward the spirit world. It's our annual conference. It's done every year. This year, it's November 8th to 10th. And I think I misspoke the last time I was on last month. I thought it was the 5th annual conference. It's actually the 7th annual afterlife conference. You might hear of other afterlife conferences out there. They are not the original afterlife conference, in my opinion. The Forever Family Foundation really, I think, originated these. And this one happens to, I'm looking at next year. This is wrong. I want to go say this again, that we're actually going to be November 10th through the 11th for the 6th original afterlife conference. Excuse me. So I'm jumping ahead to next year already. November 10th to the 11th will be at the Hilton Phoenix Airport Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona. Is the spirit world real? Okay, that's this year, the 10th to the 11th. Next year, by the way, it's going to be hopefully in Nashville, Tennessee next year. But this year, don't want to get anybody confused, Phoenix, Arizona. For more information on that and all the wonderful mediums and scientists that will be there, please log on to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. It's really going to be a wonderful event. Also, jumping ahead to the holiday season, I know that's a little far in advance right now, but if you look into our December calendar, we have extraordinary events going on from a night of extraordinary mediumship on 12-12-12, which will be at the CW Post Long Island University in Brookville, New York. To different events going on for the holidays past events. In New York, there'll be one. In Connecticut, there'll be one. Near Boston and Natick, there'll be one. In New Jersey, there'll be one. So there's a lot going on if you do check out the Forever Family Foundation website. Many events we like to bring you a sense of really what spirit is teaching us That's the kind of the way I'd like to look at it. We do have wonderful presenters and scientists and mediums that talk and share. But really, I kind of look at it as it's spirit working through the foundation to give you a sense of really how to connect and to give you that sense that, and the belief really that there's life after we pass, that they're still with us and that they're still connected to us. So please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information on all the events and even on how you can be a volunteer or how you can do a memorial donation, how you can be a member. There's just so much going on. I remember when I started to do the radio show, and as the foundation was growing, I could capsulize the whole website within a 10-minute period. Now it's just simply and gratefully very, very much impossible to do that. So please check it out. You will not be disappointed. What I'd like to do now is take a very short break, and when we come back, I'll have the wonderful opportunity and honor to introduce you to a new certified medium to the foundation, not new to mediumship, but new to the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be talking with Ginger Quinlan when we come back. I'm Angelina Diner, your host with Mediums and Messages. We'll be back shortly.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Bye. program. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. Welcome back to the program. And our guest medium for this month's Mediums and Messages program is a medium who's been doing this for quite a few years and offers different sessions and different ways to look at communicating with spirit. Hi, Ginger. How are you?
Hi, Angelina. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for being here. We're speaking with Ginger Quinlan, who is now a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. How long have you been doing mediumship, Ginger?
I've been doing it professionally about 22 years, but really my whole life, because it started when I was little.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tried to tease everyone a little bit to say you've been doing this for a very long time. But when was it for you that you felt the need to actually start helping the public with your ability to contact spirit? What was the turning point for you to say, hey, besides feeling spirit myself, I want to help other people understand where our loved ones are?
It started when I was about 28, when I actually found a group of people at a metaphysical store who showed me that I was not crazy. And that I could talk to the other side and do it well. So they took me under their wings and basically helped me fine-tune what I was doing all along and not be scared of it, because it was very scary when I was younger. I didn't know what it was. Didn't talk about it. My parents didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And it was difficult because I didn't know what to do with it. So, yeah, 28, it started.
Okay. And so we can kind of learn from your story that sometimes it isn't that we can't communicate with spirit, but we might have a fear that might prevent us from really connecting.
Absolutely. Yes. And sometimes when it starts and you're very, very young and you're in puberty and you're just kind of wide open energetically, everything comes through. So you're feeling sensitivities around you, plus hearing voices and having dreams about people you don't know who they are, and they're talking to you. And for me, all of that happened. So it was frightening when I was young, but, you know, there's so much information out there for people and young people that they can access now, where when I was young, that wasn't out there.
Right. It's so different now. But what do you say to someone who's listening to the program now who has had a loss of a loved one, and maybe they're being bombarded by a lot of things, but it's basically covered with the grime of grief? What is your advice to them? Because your stumbling block was fear. For someone who's had a loss, it would be grief. So what kind of breath can you give to someone out there that's listening now that might give them encouragement to get their own communication from their loved ones?
That's a great question. I think the first thing I would say is give yourself a lot of time to go through the grief first. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to go through it and feel your sadness and feel the pain. And then give yourself time to adjust that person not being here, and allow yourself to feel everything you're going through. When you need a hug from somebody, tell them you need a hug, because people don't know what to do. They can come and say, oh, I'm so sorry, but they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So tell them what you need. I tell this to my clients a lot. Tell the people around you what you need, because they don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Very true. Do you have a sense that you could explain to our audience how you feel you communicate with spirit, or how they communicate with you?
Yes. When I talk to spirit or spirits, it's usually like having a conversation like I'm having with you right now. They come in around me, and I can see them, hear them, feel them, taste them. I know what they feel like because they just come and stand right next to me and say, this is me. So it comes through very clear for me.
Okay. And what do you think allows spirit to speak so clearly for you? Because, I mean, I'm struck by, I think it's wonderful, I'm struck by the ears of maybe someone who's grieving right now when they hear you say that their loved ones come around you and you hear them clearly. What do you think, why do you think Spirit does that?
First, because I'm very open to it, and okay. I ask for them to come in, and okay. it's taken a lot of practice, as you know, to listen and stop my brain from saying, ooh, that didn't happen. I really did smell my aunt, or I know my father played that song for me in Walmart, the one that was played at his funeral, which I hear all the time. When I'm thinking of my dad, I walk into a place and his favorite song comes on in the store I'm in. Or my brother's picture gets knocked over just out of the blue, and I know that's his way of saying hello to me. It's paying attention.
Right, so if I'm hearing you and if someone just heard what you said, you've already given them valuable advice that if they want to hear from their loved ones, they need, to quote you, they need to be open, they need to shut their brain off and listen.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, those three things are valuable advice, that, because I think that's something that I know, like when clients ask, like, how do you do this? You know, and from a medium's perspective, we're always, I think, it's not that we take for, I know you never take for granted the opportunity and the honor of connecting with Spirit. But I think when we're in the zone, we're, at least I know for me, I'm so mesmerized by meeting someone on the other side that sometimes I forget to stop and connect with the client and say, this is how they're communicating, so that you leave them with this gift of leaving the office and saying, it wasn't the medium. It was actually that client in the room that brought their loved one there. And we just happened to be that fly on the wall or the microphone to deliver that message. So I love the way that you said, you stop, you open up, you shut your brain off, and you listen. And I think that it's hard to do when you're grieving, right? You'd agree with that, that when you're grieving, it's hard to shut your brain off. It's hard to feel open. You're closed because you're grieving. And it's certainly hard to listen because you want to shut down and not connect, right?
Absolutely. And to go even further, the other thing that I hear from people all the time that are grieving is they're trying so hard to make that connection to the other side.
Right.
But when it does happen, they miss it.
There you go.
And they doubt it, and they talk themselves out of it. And that's
right,
the other part. Trust what happens.
And trust. That's another word that you can write down if you're listening right now. So be open, shut your brain off, listen, and trust. Very, very well put, Ginger. So I hope that the little insight into the way Ginger works helps you, if you're listening right now, to get a sense of you connecting to your own loved ones. And I know that Ginger feels the same, that it isn't just a medium that can do that. And I hope you can feel inspired by Ginger's words. And I think what we're going to do next is we're actually going to take some callers. How does that sound, Ginger? You want to?
Want to start
connecting? Okay, that sounds great. So I think we're going to go to Cheryl, who's on the line. I believe she's from Bayshore. I think I think the producer actually wrote Dayshore, but I know there's a Bayshore in Long Island, and I think I don't know why I'm thinking this is a Long Island caller. Hi, Cheryl, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Cheryl, are you from Long Island?
Yes, I am.
So you're from Bayshore, right?
Bayshore, yes.
I had a feeling, okay, because he wrote Dayshore, and I'm thinking, where is Dayshore in the United States? I love it.
It was close.
That's right. No, he's a wonderful producer. He's very close. But Cheryl, welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Angelina Diana. We have the wonderful honor of having our guest medium here, Ginger Quinlan. Would you like Ginger to give you a connection, or do you have a question for her about mediumship?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay. It's all yours,
all right.
Ginger.
Hi, Cheryl. The way I pick up messages is I usually just ask you for the first name of the person that you want to connect with, so I can pull them in immediately for you. So if you could share with me a first name, that would be fantastic.
Actually, okay. Ginger, we don't do that on this program.
I thought I'd
explain that to you off the air, that we don't ask for additional information. We allow Spirit to do that, but we can do it with this one to get you warmed up if you'd like.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I feel a woman around you super strong, Cheryl. And I feel like she's coming through to say that she sends love to you. I feel so much love coming from this woman. I don't feel like she's a very tall person. I feel like she's smaller, kind of petite looking. I feel like she likes to talk soft. Except when she was really excited, she could get kind of wild. And she's saying that her chest does not bother her, and her throat is fine. Her eyes, especially her right eye, is fine, and her hair looks good. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Not too sure, no.
Okay. I feel like... I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Let's just recap real quick that Ginger is feeling a woman who is not slight in energy. She had chest issues. She had a very soft voice, and she feels a lot of love towards you. Is that correct, Ginger?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I'm coughing right now. I had to actually mute my microphone. So I wanted to validate that I'm feeling a lady, too, doing the same thing. And that rarely happens to me. I often let the medium just go on and go on. Is there a female connected to you, Cheryl, that passed from some type of a lung issue?
Yes, my mom.
Okay, so we've got two mediums connecting with your mom right now.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ginger. I was just overcome.
No, that's okay.
Let me say something else too, Ginger. You did not need mom's first name, did you?
No.
There we go. This is what I love about this. So you go right ahead, Ginger, and continue the connection, and I'll be listening as you go ahead and connect.
All right. She liked to talk kind of soft when she was serious about things. Does this make sense to you, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Because I feel like she could get really serious, and she had like this very kind of serious tone to her. And she's expressing that to you now to say that I'm really kind of lighthearted, and I don't have these worries. And she's sorry she didn't get to say everything she wanted to say before she passed. That bothered her. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
She also says she likes your hair. Did you just change your hair?
She likes my hair?
She does like your hair. And she also says the new shoes are nice. You just got new shoes, and she likes them. Do you know what she's talking about? She's giggling. She likes shoes.
Yes,
she had a lot of shoes. And she misses her shoes. And there's a pair of shoes that you've been looking at. Yes, and she says, do it, stop hesitating. She's also saying that she likes to be around your kitchen in the morning. She likes to listen to you talk to yourself in the mornings when you're getting up and about. And you always walk to the refrigerator first, and she kind of walks right with you. She also says she likes to hug you at night before you go to sleep. So do you feel sometimes like someone is sitting on the edge of your bed? Because I see her sitting there with you.
Yeah.
She loves you so much. She makes me want to cry. That's how much love she has for you. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. And she has no more pain. I hear no more pain. And I keep wanting to touch my chest, like Angelina said. And she says nothing hurts here. And she also had a problem with her right arm, too. No pain there.
Okay. Do you understand the right arm thing, Cheryl?
I'm thinking maybe when she had chemo.
Okay, that would make sense. The right side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and it swelled up. She's saying pain in her wrist and in her forearm and kind of in her bicep, tricep area, all in that part of her arm. She doesn't have that anymore, and she's so happy about it. She also says happy birthday. I'm not sure if it's her birthday or your birthday, but she's handing you birthday cake, so I want to say it's your birthday.
My sister's birthday is coming up.
There we go. Right, that makes sense.
She's celebrating.
And her grandson, her grandson.
Wonderful.
Ginger, do you know if she's saying happy birthday to the grandson or her daughter?
I want to say the daughter.
The daughter, okay.
I feel the daughter stronger, and I feel like she watches out for the daughter. She protects her. She walks with her a lot.
Wow.
Yes, she's all around you. And did you get her little ring? It looks like a pinky ring.
A pinky ring. No.
It has like a little ring. Teeny tiny diamonds on it.
She said that there's a little pinky ring with teeny, teeny diamonds on it. Do you understand that, Cheryl?
No.
Okay.
I don't understand. No.
Okay. Maybe you might want to ask your sister, because maybe she might understand that, since she was directing the birthday to your sister.
Right.
Sometimes that's how spirit works. Yeah.
Okay.
Does the daughter have a teeny tiny ring like that? She's saying she does.
Okay, she might. I don't know. She lives far, my sister, so I really don't know.
Okay, so maybe you can check into that, Cheryl, and see if that's a validation that your sister might understand. It would make sense that your mom would want to give a message, because I sense your mother to be a very sweet lady. She was very sweet when she was here, correct?
Oh, yeah, very sweet.
And a very generous lady is too, correct, Cheryl? Very generous?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So I feel like when Ginger was talking about that, I really felt mom saying, of course I would bring up my daughter. I was generous and I would give her something like that, or I would want her to have something like that. So I think the validation that I was sensing was her generosity.
Right. No, definitely that was true. That's true.
Yes. So maybe you can check with your sister on that.
Okay.
You getting anything else, Ginger?
She's talking about her will, that she was worried about her will because she wanted to have so much more to give, because Angelina is so right about this beautiful giving woman. I just want to hand you like treasure from her. She just wants to hand you treasure chests full of goodies and shoes. She says shoes.
the shoe connection. There it goes again.
So she is sending so much love to you, and I see her sprinkling you, I want to say, with pink roses, but I also see glitter. She had a thing with sparkly things. She liked sparkles, didn't she?
Yeah, she did like bright, sparkly. She wasn't dull or drab. She was sparkly. She was.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's just all around you. And I want to sing Mary Had a Little Lamb to you also. Does that make sense to you? Yes.
Do you understand that, Cheryl? No. The Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay.
All right, just remember that Ginger said it. There might be some significance there. And check with Sister, too, as well.
Okay. It's about the lamb, not so much the song.
I'm sorry, it's about the what? What did you say, Ginger? About the what?
It's about the lamb, sheep, not so much the song.
Oh,
you know what? I was kidding around with my brother about buying a stuffed lamb for his dog.
There you go.
It's called Lamb Top, and I keep telling my brother to buy it for his dog. It's this big stuffed lamb.
Okay, there you go. So mom's obviously listening to the conversations between you and your
brother. That would be her.
You got to love spirit. You just got to love spirit.
That is cute.
And how they say things,
that's
right?
Cute.
There you go.
Aw, that's great. That's great.
Well, Cheryl, I hope that this connection helped you and makes you recognize that your mother is with you. And that spirit, just because the session is over now, doesn't mean that your mom's not with you. I hope you can take the validations and the messages that Ginger brought through and share them with your family, but keep them close to your heart because your mom's always with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You were great. Thank you so much.
Take care, Cheryl. Thank you for calling from Bayshore, Long Island. Okay. So let's take our next caller. We have a Laura Lynn calling from New York. Good evening,
hello.
Laura Lynn. Welcome to Mediums and Messages.
Hi. I'm also calling from Long Island, Babylon.
Gotta love Long Island. It's one of the my favorite places on the planet. I miss Long Island. I'll be there on Saturday. I can't wait. Okay, welcome. Oh. I'm Angelina, the host of Mediums and Messages. We have our guest medium, Ginger Quinlan, with us. Say hi to Ginger. Do you want a connection or do you have a question for her?
A connection, please.
Okay, hi.
Hi, Ginger.
You have a lot of people around you. They're all kind of lining up to say hi. I feel like there's a woman coming through who's very strong. Ooh, she makes me feel kind of dizzy, and I feel like she was dizzy before she passed. I also feel like she fell. I feel a fall around her. She's showing me her right side. Does this make sense to you?
I'm sorry, you said she's showing you her right side?
Yes, but she fell before she passed. And that kind of started things for her. And I want to say something about the right side of her face. And she's saying she doesn't have any of that discomfort or pain anymore. And she sends so much love to you. This woman had the biggest heart in the world. I feel like she was magnificent in the way that she loved her family. But I also feel like she could be a tough cookie. If she thought you were going in the wrong direction, she would say, I really feel like you might want to go in a different direction and kind of do the pointing her finger at you and saying, don't go there. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you what she looks like. She's not super tall, but she has a big personality. And I feel like she was taller because of that personality. I also feel like she had something going on with her back. I keep feeling shoulder blades and right side. And I feel like she had a hard time before she passed. I feel like she had a series of events that either put her in the hospital or kept her in bed, and she didn't like that at all. Does this make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
Angelina, are you picking up who I'm talking about?
Actually, I'm picking up on three spirits. I do feel a grandmother figure passed for you on Dad's side, right, Laura Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, I also feel what feels like a brother figure or a male figure that's close to your age. Do you understand this?
No.
I've got a male figure that's coming through that's in your age group. He makes me feel like he passed from drugs or some type of an overdose. Or something took his life before his time. So I have to honor his energy. And I also feel a male figure hanging out with a grandmother figure. So is Dad passed?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got Dad and his mother coming through. And there's a younger male to Dad that's passed as well, correct? So does Dad have a younger brother that's passed?
No.
Okay, I just need you to remember what I'm feeling. I do feel the grandmother figure is who Ginger might be referring to. Your grandmother had a long illness, correct?
Well, honestly, my grandmother on my father's side passed before I was born, so I'd have to ask my mom.
Right. Yeah, so it's very possible that Ginger could be connecting to what feels like, to me too, the woman saying, my son's here, and that's how I knew your dad was passed. And what's interesting is that spirit that can validate things that happen to them without you knowing, and then you check with family members and it's true, shows that that individual is passed and it's them. So it would be interesting to, it would be interesting to find out if your dad's mom passed from a fall or had some type of series of falls that landed her in the hospital, or she was in and out of the hospital like Ginger sensed, that she might have been a slight woman with a big personality. I do feel like that's how I kind of got introduced to grandmother on dad's side. And then I felt your dad there. But this younger male, I feel, makes me feel like it's connected to dad, but he passed close to your age. So he would be an older man now, but he passed before his time, okay? Hanging around dad. So I would check into that. Now, there's a JJJ connection to your father. I keep on hearing J. Okay, I want you to remember the JJ or the J. That doesn't make sense to you at all?
The J makes sense to me. Yeah.
Okay, so just know dad's saying that, and dad's saying, I understand why my daughter's upset, because she feels like I passed before my time. So dad passed young, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Dad also makes me feel like he had a series of problems, but he didn't tell anybody about it. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay, why does dad make me feel like
health,
he didn't talk about his health-wise? Yeah,
health
he doesn't
problem?
Want to talk about his health. He doesn't want to talk about his health. Why is he making me feel that?
I don't know.
Okay,
I was 2 years old when my dad passed away.
Okay, so we have a similar situation here, and I'm sure Ginger can relate to what's happening here, because we have two spirits that are coming through that you did not know well, but you still feel connected mm-hmm. to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting
yes.
is your grandmother tells me you never met her, as you validated, but you still feel close to her. Is that correct?
Yes.
You still, yeah, okay. So it's very interesting that someone would assume, oh, she didn't know her grandmother, she doesn't feel close. I just hear this woman saying, she feels close to me, she thinks about me. So that's very intriguing to me, all right? So I would find out if there's a younger male also passed a grandfather, I'm sorry, with your father, that passed young too around the same time. Because the three of them are hanging out together. That's why I don't know if you're feeling the same thing, Ginger, but that's what I'm feeling. And what's interesting to me is your father comes across to me like your energy. And I know Ginger, I bet she can feel this too, is that what's interesting is I feel your energy, Laura Lynn. I feel like you're a mm-hmm. tough cookie on the inside, but you don't let people know it, right?
Correct.
Right? Your dad's the same way.
Okay.
he says to me right now, people say to my daughter that I'm just like her. So people have told you you're just like your father?
Yes.
Okay. So your father just said that to me. So I'm hearing his voice, and I have to tell you, your dad's voice is reluctant to tell me a lot about himself. So that's why I think it's hard sometimes for mediums to get them right away. But I have to tell you, you're the same way with other people, he says. She doesn't want to give her whole life story to people she doesn't know. She's quiet. She keeps things to herself. But boy, if you can hear the voice in her head, she's a chatterbox. She's got a lot of opinion, but she keeps it on the inside. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, yes.
So I have to tell you, that's why your dad is making me feel, and please check with your mother, that he did not tell anybody anything about his health. He's reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were a kid, were you a tomboy? He tells me that you like to work, and you like to work with your hands, right?
Crafty. Mm-hmm.
He does too, but he said that it's more of like I like to build things or work on cars or. I got a grease monkey
Absolutely.
In front of me. Okay, so your dad's definitely coming through. Ginger, are you getting anything on her dad? Because he's a character. He's a character.
He is. And I
oh, my
agree.
God.
completely. He would never talk about his health. Although,
Absolutely.
I feel stomach issues around him so strong. And it bothered him a lot. And he just kind of sucked it up and wouldn't share what was going on. But I also feel like he likes to be around you a lot, Laura Lynn, and just kind of touch your shoulder sometimes or breathe right past your left shoulder. He's showing me that. And he says when you get those little tinglies on the back of your neck, he is right there saying, you're my girl, you're my girl. Uh-huh. And then I see your grandmother standing there nodding her head, saying, yes, yes, she is strong. And do people tell you you have your grandmother's eyes?
Not my grandmother's, no.
Okay, because she's saying that you have her eyes. And I want to say it's because you can see through people, you can tell them what they need to do to be tougher, and you can see right through people. You are good at that. And she wants to acknowledge that. She was the same way. And do you also have dreams where you're flying? She's showing me that you go out of your body at night, and she did it too. You're a lot like her.
Yes, I've had those dreams.
Mm-hmm. She's saying you are so much like her, and this is why you're connected and why she's connected to you. And then when Angelina was talking about the younger man, I kept hearing, can I have a cigarette, please? Did he smoke?
No, my dad did, though.
All right, I'm feeling another young man coming through. When you were telling me no, I was hearing another man on my right side saying, yes, I want a cigarette. And he feels very young to me, and he looks very young to me. And I feel like he was killed in a car accident. I see a car accident around him or some sort of impact to him. He's been gone for a while, and you may not know him either. But he's saying he loves you, and he sends you love, and he's all around you. And I feel like he loved music, and I feel like he is around your house. He kind of watches out for you and checks in with you because you love music also. And he is just really connecting to that energy that you have. Plus, you're incredibly open to the other side. I feel like you can connect to your family members when you really, really get quiet. You have this ability and you have it strong. Do you feel that, Angelina?
I do. I think I'm still connecting more with her father right now. Because her dad, to me, it's very interesting to me that her dad is out of the three spirits. I know that everyone has a different feeling when they're connecting to spirit. But he, and I think Laura Lynn knows this, and that's why he wants to validate what she knows. Because she needs to know, he says, that that he really hears her. Because he makes me feel like people have told her that her dad could be in a room, not say, I'm sorry, for some reason we lost a connection there. Your dad makes me feel like that other people can validate that they have told you that when your dad would walk in a room, people could feel his problems and his concerns. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's got... So he wants to let you know he's not holding on to those concerns. He's not holding on to those worries anymore. But he basically is a quiet man when he used to stand in a room. But people could feel, oh, boy, what kind of a mood is he in today? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because he makes me feel that. And he says, please tell my daughter. I needed to tell her that so that she knows that I hear her. She talks to me. Now, do you have some type of a locket with his picture in it?
No.
He's opening up what looks to be two metal pieces with his picture in it. So where's this little compartment where you have his picture?
I have a metal picture frame. And
thank you.
You open it. And there's
thank
two,
you.
There's one picture of him. He was a police officer in his police uniform. And the other picture...
Okay.
My mom, who was on the police force.
Okay, now I want you to say, I want you to understand something, okay? And he's saying my name, Angelina, for some reason, too. So there must be an Ange or Angelina connected to. But I have to tell you, he's showing me, if you picture a locket, right? You open it up, right? You usually see two pictures in it. So the picture frame, I made a mistake on the picture frame. I did not make a mistake on what he showed me. He showed me what looked like a picture locket opening up. He knows that you look at this picture a lot. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's just validating. He sees what you do every night. Now, I know your dad passed before his time. So did your grandmother. He makes me feel like you need to feel the strength of who you are in your family, because there's something about you feeling right now you're going doing it alone or going it alone right now. Is that true? Do you feel?
Yeah.
Do you feel okay? So Dad knows how you feel. I feel like, and I know Ginger probably agrees with this too, that when Spirit gives a message like that after giving evidence, I really want you to take that to heart and say, "Look at the two people that came before me that had to go it alone, and had to do things by themselves. Grandmother passed before her time. Dad passed before their time, and the people around them had to be strong and try to make their way. They see how you've been strong. You've been tempered by these losses. They make me feel like they know how you feel, and they're supporting you as you're going through this time right now. Please know Dad, Grandmother, and this other spirit that seems to be hanging around your dad is okay. And I hope that Ginger and I helped you in the time that we spent together today."
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling so much from my favorite place in the world, Long Island. Okay. All right. So I think we have time for another caller. I think we have a Joe from, is that South Carolina? Is that your neck of the woods, Ginger? Are you from the Carolinas?
Oh, yes, I am.
I think we have someone from your neck of the woods on the line right now. Hello, Joe. Are you there? Okay. Let's speak to Jackie. Maybe Joe will call back. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we have our guest medium, Ginger Quinlan, with us. Say hi to Ginger, Jackie.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Jackie.
Would you like a connection, or do you have a question for Ginger?
A connection.
Okay. I love your energy, Jackie. You have this really nice, big, kind of grounded energy. And I feel a man coming through who has that same kind of energy. He's big. I feel like he has a big personality, a big presence. And he wants to say, "Hey, how are you?" And I feel like he's just very matter of fact. Does this make sense to you?
Potentially, yes. Could be my dad.
Okay. I feel like he has a very deep voice. I'm hearing a very kind of deep voice, but he loves to laugh. I hear laughter around him. I feel like he liked to kind of be easygoing when he was around people that he knew. But if he was in situations with a lot of other people, he would kind of get quiet and stand back and just kind of observe. And he makes me want to just kind of say, "I'm not just observing tonight. I'm coming through and I'm laughing because I get to talk to you. And I want to give you a hug." And I don't feel like he was always a big huggy person, but he wants to wrap those arms around you and give you a hug and tell you that he loves you and that he's glad he gets to speak to you tonight. I feel so joyful just connecting with him. Does this make sense to you, what he's saying to me?
Yes.
Good. I also smell Old Spice. I feel like he liked to wear Old Spice for special occasions and sometimes Aqua Velva. He also says he misses his hat. I see him in a hat. And he's also saying his hands don't hurt and his back is okay and his chest is fine. Does this make sense to you?
Part of it.
I feel like he worked with his hands a lot. He keeps showing me his hands, and I want to say he'd like to do mechanic work or little intricate work on motors because they look kind of greasy to me sometimes. And he liked to play in the dirt. Was he a farmer or mechanic?
Not for a living, no, but he definitely did that kind of stuff, yes.
He wished he could do that 24/7. That was his passion. That was his love. And he's also saying he misses his gloves. I feel like he wore work gloves. And he really misses his hat. And it looks like kind of a beat-up hat. Did he always wear kind of a straw-looking, beat-up hat outside. That's what he keeps showing me.
Not straw, but some other, kind of more like a fishing hat, I would say.
Okay, because it looks just kind of beat up and well-worn, and he really, really, really misses his hat. He won't stop talking about it. He says, he sends you love, and he says, and I want to say it just like that, I send you love, and he's so happy to talk to you tonight. He also says that you've been thinking about him for the last couple of days, and I want to say there's an anniversary around that, or some sort of heartache for you around that over this last week, and he is aware of this. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
So he's aware of it, and he's been around you super strong. He also says he likes to ride with you in your car, and you like to sing, and he thinks that's great. And he also says you like to talk to yourself in your car, and he's also saying that he likes that too. And are you having an issue with your house? Because he's talking about the house issue is going to be fine. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's helping with that. He's saying, don't worry, it's going to be okay. I'm around that issue. I understand it. Do what you need to do and be strong with it. I almost want to give you like a dad lecture right now from him because he's coming through so incredibly strong, saying, just stick to your guns. Do what you need to do. He's also saying that his teeth don't bother him. And I want to say on the upper left side, there was a problem with his teeth. And it really kind of bothered him. And he's also saying that his left side of his throat, his chest, doesn't bother him anymore. Could he not breathe? I feel like he had issues with breathing. I feel like I can't breathe when I feel him.
I don't know. I was 15 when he passed, so I really don't know a lot of those details.
Well, we have a theme going on. A lot of people reconnecting to spirit when they were very young, when they had the losses. So I think spirit is certainly sending a certain message out tonight. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I would see if you can check. I would see if you can check Jackie with family members to see what Ginger was picking up on and what feels like a breathing or lung issue. But it sounds like to me that your dad is coming through in the time that we're together. So I hope that helped you in the short time that we can connect.
Are you feeling any other spirits?
There's a woman coming through who's absolutely beautiful, beautiful energy, very strong, I feel like kind of salt-of-the-earth type woman. She has been gone for a while. I feel like she has been happily just out in the world, in her world and around your world. I feel like she likes to show up for holidays when the family's together because she loves them. I feel like she had arthritis. I feel an arthritis issue with her and something with her right leg. Do you understand this?
Could be my grandmother.
She's beautiful. I feel like she had the best heart. And so, just, this is who I am, and this is what I do, and I'm just going to be kind to the people that I love. She's like everybody's grandma is how she feels to me. And Christmas cookies. I want to hand you Christmas cookies while I feel her, because she loves to do Christmas cookies and baking, and I see bread and... She loved her kitchen. I want to blow you a kiss and kiss you on the cheek and tell you you're beautiful from her. And she wants to touch your face. I feel like she was a big kind of face toucher like grandmas do. And then just look into your eyes and tell you that you're beautiful. And she's all around you. I feel so much love from her to you. And do you have a daughter?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
She says she's watching out for the daughter, and she's not showing me if it's perhaps a sister of yours or if it's your daughter. She's just saying, I'm watching out for the daughter. And that's all she's saying about that. and then I want to touch your face. So she just really wants to connect with you and touch you and love you so much.
Huh. Wow.
Well, if you can take this information, if some of it doesn't make sense, Jackie, and maybe write it down and see if maybe someone else might understand it. But we hope mm-hmm. that the time that we spent together helped you on some level. And please know that spirit is always with you and that you have the ability to connect as well. Thank you for calling the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we have another caller. I believe it might be Robin from California. I believe she might still be on the line. Is this Robin?
I am.
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Hi, Robin. This is Angelina Diana. How are you?
Hi, Angelina. And hi, Ginger. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Thank you for calling
Mediums
and Messages. We really appreciate you calling. Would you like a connection through Ginger, or do you have a question for her?
I would like a connection if that's possible.
Ginger?
Yeah. I feel a little boy around you. And I feel him very strong. And I want to just give you a hug. Does this make sense to you, Robin?
No, it does not.
All right. Let me tell you about him. I feel like this boy passed a long time ago, and I feel like he is connected to your mother, but you're a lot like him, so I'm feeling like he's around you quite a bit. And do you have a son?
I do.
Because he's around your son, too, and he says he likes to protect him and kind of be around with him and say, hello, I'm here. And I feel like he's around the bedroom, and I don't want to say that to scare you because he feels very peaceful and very happy, and he wants you to know that he is with you. I keep hearing the name Robert or Bobby really loud, and he's smiling and kind of saying, hello, hello, I'm here. And I feel like sometimes your son is aware that he is around. I don't think he knows who it is because he's not going to scare your son or come right up and say, here I am. So I feel like there's this very gentle energy of this boy around you. And he's kind of, he looks like he's maybe 5 or 6. So ask your mother if you have someone in your family who passed at a really young age and they just don't really talk about them. All right? And then there's a woman coming through also. I feel more serious when I feel her. I feel like she was kind of thin and really angular face. She's saying she sends love to you. I feel like there was an issue of perhaps cancer or something around her chest. Do you understand this?
Possibly.
She sends butterflies to you. You see butterflies, they are for her. And she also says unicorns. You like unicorns, and she likes to send them. And she also says she wants to give you a hug and tell you that she has no pain, no pain. I hear that over and over. And everything is bright and happy with her. She also says that, did you just buy sweaters? Did you buy sweaters, or did she have kind of a thing about sweaters? She's showing me sweaters.
No.
There's something about sweaters, and she won't stop talking. A blue sweater and a pink sweater, and she keeps showing it to me. Think about it later. You're going to get it later. But she wants you to know she's all around you, and I feel like she just wants to hug you and tell you that you're wonderful. And she's also saying that sometimes you smell her in your bedroom. She likes to check on you, and I smell kind of like flowery, almost lavender type smell with her. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. She keeps showing it to me. She's saying, you'll know it. You'll know it. Pay attention. She's trying to show you that she's around. And I just get the most beautiful, beautiful, grounded, strong energy with her, too. Lots of strong people coming through tonight. And She's one of them also. And she also wants to tell you something about your car. Have you been having issues with your car?
No. Oh, my gosh.
It could be very, very possible that Ginger could be connecting to someone in your family or maybe someone mm-hmm. that's here and they want to bring a message to someone else around you. So while you might not understand the message, Robin, maybe if you can mm-hmm. keep it in the back of your mind that it might be connected. And I often find sometimes when a medium seems to hear a lot, like Ginger does, she could be hearing right. the information but validating it in her own frame of reference. So I want you to cool. still kind of keep in mind. Yeah. Yeah, kind of keep in mind what she's showing. She smells flowers. She feels a woman around her. I mean, I sense a woman too, but I also sense strong ladies in your family as well that are living and on the other side. Do you understand that?
I understand that. My mother's one of 10 children.
Okay, so that could be that.
I'm sure they're not. They may not be here, but they may be around, and I don't know that a lot about them. They were a lot older.
Yeah, that could be, and that's very possible.
Yeah, my mom's the baby.
Say again? Your mom?
My mother was the baby of 10.
There we go. Wow, that's a very big family. Yeah. So maybe if you could kindly write down what Ginger was picking up on and maybe check with mom, maybe mom might remember or have some recollection of that. I do hope I could jump in, but I do feel a father figure around you that's passed, Robin. Do you understand this?
No.
I feel like he's on dad's side, so I do want to kind of acknowledge him before we go. I don't want to take the microphone away from Ginger, but while she was talking with all these men, women, I felt one man stepping forward, giving what feels like a lot of support needed to your mom right now. So is mom a little under the weather? Or not feeling well?
To my mother, perhaps?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Her husband died 3 years ago.
There we go. So there's the male figure. Now, you say her husband died. To me, that would be like a father figure to you.
Stepfather, yes, correct.
Okay. So that's why I feel your father's coming through. Even though you don't feel an emotional connection, it's still your dad to me in energy or in chronological age, because he said, I'm her father, I'm here. I want to send love to her mother. She's feeling down. She's feeling not well right now. So, okay. So know that I do feel what's happening here is not a direct message for you, but with Ginger's message, it's all about mom. And with my message, it's all about mom right now. It seems mom needs to hear from family, and she definitely needs to hear from her husband. Now, your stepfather passed from a heart issue or something that struck him in the chest. I'm feeling a lot of pain in my upper body. Do you understand this?
I understand that.
And I also feel like there was a walking issue before he passed. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I keep on hearing my name over and over again with different people. I don't know what it is, but I keep on hearing Angelina, Angelina. So I don't know if I have to ask you this or the last caller, because it hasn't gone away. It could be from the last caller. Is there an Angelina connected to you in your family?
No, there is not.
Okay. Just want you to remember the AN connection, because I keep on hearing it and it's not going away. So I just want to validate that and keep that with you. But I have to tell you that I definitely feel stepfather coming through. I feel like he's coming through to tell me something very interesting about you. He's telling me that in the back of your mind, you've been thinking that you need to move more because you feel like your legs are bothering you. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So this shows me that spirit knows our thoughts. They know what we're thinking. All right. So here's a stepfather. They do. Spirit's coming through saying, well, she doesn't think I'm her dad, but I am. And I know that on her level, I had some issues with my walking. I'm going to prove to her right now that I'm connected to her and that I want her to send this message to her mom that she's not alone and I'm with her, that I know that your legs, Robin, are bothering you and you want to start moving more and you can't. So this is just the way that spirit comes through sometimes to validate their presence. I hope that with Okay, see what I mean? So really, a medium's job, and I know Ginger will agree with this, a medium job is not necessarily to satisfy their client and who they want to hear from. We need to show you that communication is possible. Communication,
yeah,
right,
I understand.
Right? Right. So my hope is that you can take this information, bring it back to your mom to lift her spirits, because that's why I feel Ginger was connecting with her family, and I feel like her husband was coming through to say, sweetheart, I'm okay. I'm still with you. Cheer up. I know that's hard for someone to do when they're grieving, but I hope this makes sense for you, Robin, in the time that we're together.
It does. I just need to know how to deliver it. I think maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
But so anyway, let me understand.
Right. No, you're right. And I don't think that anyone should psychically attack someone if they're not open for a message. So my suggestion to you is listen to your mom, as I'm sure you do. If she should happen to mention, which sometimes spirit does this, they arrange this to happen, because maybe out of your mother's mouth in the next week will be, gee, I wonder how my husband's doing. Gosh, maybe I should consider talking to a medium. And then ding, 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 you have a winner. You can say, guess what, Ma? Right? So sometimes spirit works in mysterious ways. Right, Ginger? Right?
Absolutely.
It's true that they work that way. So we hope that this helped you, Robin. And you don't have to go running to the phone to tell Mom. Maybe in the back of your mind.
No.
Just know that it may come up. You'll have an opportunity to do it.
Well, I appreciate the both of you. I thank you so much, and I'll do my best.
Thank you, Robin, and thank you for listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Okay, well, Ginger, unfortunately, our time is up, but I want to thank you so much for sharing your ability of connecting with the other side. Can we let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they're interested in a reading?
Sure. Thank you, Angelina. I really enjoyed my time here. You can contact me at my website, which is www.gingerquinlan.com, and you can find out everything about me there.
Great. And also, if anyone's listening and wants to see all of the certified mediums that are connected with the Forever Family Foundation, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, click on mediumship. There's some interesting information there on really a great definition of what a medium is and what they can offer you. And then there's a list of all of our certified mediums there. My name is Angelina Diana. I want to thank you so much for joining us for another program of Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. If you liked anything about this program, we would absolutely love it if you can contact the foundation by giving them a donation. They're a not-for-profit organization, or joining them as a member. Membership is free, and you receive a lot of goodies as well as information about all the wonderful programs and events that the Forever Family Foundation offers. I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.